This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
It was a dark blue Dodge, 1953. She discovered the road, she discovered her need. She discovered a highway and it went out west. She was gone like a youth and she never way back in the days of Kerouac, they went out on the road. They never looked back. They went to Arizona, Mexico. They were wild, free. They were out on the road. And Ruth loved to drive. Josephine liked to ride in a black and white satellite cruising the highway. They'd pack it all up, the rest behind. Ruth loved to drive. Josephine liked to ride. They sent postcards home. They sent us petrified stones from Indian country and the Pacific coast. They went to Michigan. They went to Mexico. Dust off the windshield and they'd start to roll. Ruth loved to drive. Josephine liked to ride. In a black and white satellite cruising the highway, they'd pack it all up, leave the rest behind. My two grandma, my grandma. I knew lots of kids, grandmas with time to kill. In a rocking chair they'd sit and quilt. Even my grandma made her time last. She put her wheel on the blacktop, her foot on the gas, foot on the gas. Nothing's forever and time moves on. One day Ruth was here and the next she was gone. I still think of her some kind of road saint. Well, now she's driving her comet through the Milky Way. I knew lots of kids, grandmas with time to kill. In a rocking chair they'd sit and quilt. But my grandma her time on the blacktop and her foot on the gas. She put her foot on the gas. Ruth loved to drive. Josephine liked to ride. In a black and white satellite cruising the highway, they pack it all up, leave the rest behind. My two grandmas, my grandmas, my two grandmas.
I'd like to think Tom Pierzoli wrote that for me, but he didn't. He actually recorded that in 1993, put it on his January River album. Tom Pierzoli, welcome to the Folk Show here
at New
Hampshire
Public
Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yay! Are you living the dream right now?
I am living the dream. It's great to have a record out, and I'm going to see my good buddy Willie Potter from Milwaukee in a couple of days, and he's going to hang out at the house. Maybe we'll write some songs. We're going to do a bunch of shows together, and it should be great.
Before, last time we talked, you hadn't quite produced the new Reckoned by the Light album, and now you've got this beautiful production. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
I just love the cover and the tunes. Little did I know when you were here in the studio that this was going to be such a magical treasure.
Most of the production values are fairly simple on it. Some of them are just myself and Patrick Ross, who was with me in the studio
sure.
last time playing, and me just playing a song live and him playing a fiddle track to it afterwards. And some of the other songs have quite a bit more going on, you know. Willie took it back to Milwaukee and worked on it with some of his folks.
He produced it, right, Willie Porter?
He totally, totally produced it. He spent a lot of time. He played a lot of guitar on it, and he sent it to some of his friends. My Bloomfield from The Rain and Janes played cello on Reckon by the Light. And geez, some really talented people on this. I'm so lucky to have them have worked with me.
Now, you took a little break, didn't you? You hadn't produced an album in a while, right?
Well, I just did the work with Jerry Putnam, the instrumental stuff, and we did actually make two recordings, but it has been 7 years since the last one of those, and it was six before that, and time just kind of seems to go by a little quicker than one might think.
Well, what made you decide to do another album? Was there something that, was there a catalyst for saying it's time, or?
I have to really just blame it on Willie Porter. I mean, he comes and stays at my house at least once or twice a year, and we'll play music together, we'll write some songs, you know, and some of them come out good and some of them don't, just like art, you know, just like everything, you know, it's just the way it is. And some of them go on, some of the recordings, some of them don't. And he was listening to actually the song Reckon by the Light, and he said, "You've really got to make another album, Tom." And I said, "Yeah, someday." And he said, "Well, come out to Milwaukee and we'll do it." And he ended up coming out here. Most of it was recorded at Jerry Putnam's studio. And some of it was recorded in Vermont. A lot of stuff was recorded in Milwaukee and, you know, kind of all over the place.
Right.
But that's the way of albums now, you know. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, it's great that you can
piece it together.
Send digital files and have people perform on them, you know.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest here in the studio is Tom Perizzoli. How about playing another tune, then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Reckon by the Light.
Great. This is a song about love that actually works out. Are you travelers out on this open road? Your fortune should be stowed. Make no mistake, if chance or fate ever calls you from the cold, if it calls you from the cold, calls you from the cold. Down by the river for some water on a dark and a dreary day. There was a woman down by the water, called me by my name. Weary one, come rest your
follower was what I
that river shore. I followed her till the day was done. My heart so full it tore. Some walk this world with a sword in hand, destined to ride alone. I slept past dawn, but nonetheless found love to call my own. I fell in love with her that day. I fell in love. I did not know my fate. There's a legend long from long ago of nights like this. A bonny lass saved a man whose life had gone adrift.
Call from the Cold, from
Call
the album
from the, cold, yes.
From the album Reckon by the Light, from Tom Pierzoli here on the Folks Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and visit some more with Tom Pierzoli here at NHPR.
NHPR is your source for comprehensive coverage of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary, for finding out who the candidates are and where they stand on issues that matter to you and your community. Be prepared when you head to the polls on February 11th with NHPR's in-depth reporting at nhpr.org/primary2020.
NHPR's Primary 2020 coverage, sponsored in part by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Franklin Pierce University.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and North Country Gastroenterology in Littleton, the independent practice of Dr. Howard Mitz, providing comprehensive office-based GI care since 1996. ncgastronh.com. And New Hampshire School Administrators Association honoring Superintendent Mark McLean of Merrimack Valley and Andover School Districts, SAU 46. More at nhsaa.org. You're listening to the Folks Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and in our studio we've got Tom Pierzoli. Tom Pierzoli has been recording music and playing on the folk scene for over 30 years, and it's a real treat to have him here with his new CD, Reckon by the Light, a beautiful album. You've got some shows coming up. We want to talk about the shows, but I want to talk about that album cover. Did you paint the cover for that album, Tom?
Yes, I did.
It is gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about that painting. What's the name of the painting?
Well, I named the painting Reckon by the Light. You know, I usually look at things, and if it's a sailor, I'll call it sailor. If it's tree, I'll call it tree. I do another tree, tree number two, tree number three. You know, I don't really think up great names for all of my paintings because I don't know. It just doesn't. If something comes to me, I do it. You know, I did a painting called If You Dream, which is also a song on this record. And it was a photograph that my cousin Charles's wife had shot the picture of in Tennessee. And it's just such a dreamy picture that I said, oh, well, that's the name of that song and the name of the painting, you know. It's the painting went with it.
So describe Reckon by the Light. So describe, help our audience see it on the radio.
Well, the song is a story song, and it's about, it's actually somewhat allegorical in that I often think of Rumi or Gurdjieff, and these were the people who I read when I was young, and they tried to help guide me on a good path, and you know, towards having a creative and a positive life in this world. And, you know, and when I say a sailor learns to use a star up in the sky and a star as a guide, you know, that is, it's kind of like, Rumi says the intention is the most important thing when you are trying to reach a goal. And if you have the positive intention, if your intent is right, then the likelihood of a positive outcome is always much higher. It's the intent that's mostly important. And I guess that's what that's supposed to represent.
It's a beautiful painting. It's a painting of a boat with somebody rowing. They've got the oars, and they're using the star as the guide. When you painted that picture, did you etch it out first and know that that's what you were going to paint? How did you do that? I'm not an artist, so I really don't know what the process is. But we always talk about songwriting, but since you've written this tune, this song you've included on the album Reckoned by the Light, tell us a little bit about the artistic process with doing that beautiful painting.
Well, a lot of creating a good picture is creating the composition so it will work. So if you have the basis of the composition, a lot of times you will take, you know, the boat and the person and whatnot, and you'll move them around in different spaces to find how they will have the greatest effect. And then, you know, and then the person who's rowing the boat has a red cap, and, you know, Willie likes to call it Van Gogh in a boat. That's his name for the painting. Right. Van Gogh in his boat.
We'll post it on our Facebook group, NHPR folks, so people will be able to understand what we're talking about.
Anyways, a lot of it's nuts and bolts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, it's more instinct than knowledge, because mm-hmm. I actually never studied painting. Mm-hmm. And I never studied music in any real sense. You know, I certainly studied by working mm-hmm. with
it's just an innate talent for you.
All kinds of people. Mm-hmm. No, just, I mean, you just keep talking to people. It's like, you know, if you come over to my house and you and I write a song, then did you study with me? Yes and no.
Right.
But you learn
yeah.
something. You know,
sure.
And that's how you learn. Is you know, when you come over and visit, and we do that type of thing, we both get something. And it doesn't matter if you're the most brilliant, it doesn't matter if you're Andre Segovia or Yo-Yo Ma or whoever you are. If you play with somebody, no matter who you play with, you learn something from what they did, because everybody's totally different, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody does something totally different. Mm-hmm. And you would say, oh, you do something with the song that I would say to myself, wow, I would have never thought of that, you know, and it doesn't matter if you've written 500 songs mm-hmm. or it's the second song you've ever written.
Reckoned by the Light is the new album from Tom Pierazzoli, and I believe that the cover is really stunning. And so you'll have to visit our website or visit our Facebook group to see it for yourself, or just go to his website and visit his paintings. You've got a double website. You've got a website that includes your artwork, and you've got a website also including your music. That's pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, actually, it's all just been recreated. It's Pierazzoli.com.
Oh, it is? Okay.
When somebody can spell Pierazzoli, they're okay, you know?
Right. We can spell it. It's Pierazzoli. Well, I had promised that we were going to talk about your schedule, but I'd rather hear another song first. So how about another song?
No problem.
First?
My pleasure. This is a song that actually a good friend of mine, Sheila, put on her blog. It was just a poem that I created, and she got such a great reaction to it that I put some music to it, and this is the music that happened. It's called Words That Tie. Now I've got to tie my tongue to my heart with words that tie, tear apart. Spirit's born, Spirit's sent, forgiveness in the hearts of men. 'Cause hope can be ever born again. Hope is born and freely spent when we show love to one another.
drive you them carelessly. I talk of God, of hate, of love, of things I know so little. But I will tell you, my friends, I believe in better times ahead when we leave. Leave the past pain. There's a quiet dust, and in the source a spirit trust. If I should speak ideas without thinking first, I fear I may have done some hurt. I need to tie my tongue to my heart with words that tie, not tear.
My favorite tune from that album, Reckoned by the Light. Words that tie.
Thank you.
Tom Pierzoli.
It's so great to see you.
It's great to have you here, Tom. Thank you so much. Tom's got some shows coming up with Willie Porter. So give us your little biography of Willie Porter. Can you?
Well, when I met Willie in 1991, I was actually playing at Club Passim, and he came in, and he was a good friend of my friend L.J. Booth from Wisconsin, who David Wilcox had introduced me to, because David actually came and saw me playing at Passim even before that. I don't know, sometime in the 80s. It was a long time ago. And David became fairly famous, and we went down to Kerrville together, and he introduced me to LJ, who grew up in India, and I had been in Tibet the year before, and we just laughed about experiences in India, because he grew up there, that's where his father was working, and we just had the greatest time, became great friends, and he told Willie, if he came east, he had to meet me, and, you know, and Willie came up to me in Passim and said, you know, I think maybe we could write a song together sometime, and I was like, yeah, next time you're out here, just come by and visit, stay at the house, and we became fast friends, you know, and we toured together. We drove a lot together. You know, we wrote a lot of songs together. I was telling somebody, I think David Corvo up at the Valley News, that we wrote Jesus on the Grow or Driving in My Van, and at least part of it. And, you know, we had a lot of good time. But, you know, I mean, he was like 27. I was maybe 42. It was a while ago.
And Willie's coming out. He's going to come all the way from, where's he, in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee, yeah.
He's in Milwaukee, and he's going to come out and help Tom to launch his CD release tour. Some of the shows that are coming up start on the 5th at 7 o'clock over at Colby Sawyer College. And that's in New London. Willie and Tom, so what's that going to look like? Are you going to play some songs together? Are you going to play all in songs from your albums? How's that going to look?
Well, here's what it's going to look like.
Okay.
And this is, you know, Willie is not only producing this record, but I found long ago, even back when he was very young, that, you know, I would write a song list and he would say to me, no, let me see that. And he'd rewrite the song list. And whatever Willie rewrote my song list was the best song set that I ever played. He always wrote it great.
So he's going to be the artistic director of this
tour.
He
is the artistic director. And he was the artistic director of this record. He picked the songs. He helped me choose the tempos, the keys. You know, he told me, he said, you know, that needs to be rewritten. You need to write another verse for that. And, you know, he's a super good producer. But he said to me, we're going with the Patty Larkin method. What Patty does is they do 20 minutes, one person to do it, The next person to walk on, do one song with them and do 20 minutes by themselves, take a break, and then they sit up there together and go back and forth and play with each other's songs. So that's what he wants to do, and that's, I think, what we're going to do for the whole tour.
Okay, so you'll be introduced to the Patty Larkin method of putting on a show with Tom Pierzoli and Willie Porter. February 5th, Colby Sawyer College in New London. February 6th, they'll be over at the Flying Goose Brew Pub and Grill in New London, and then traveling to Manchester to the Rex Theater. That's over, it's part of the Palace Theater, right?
It's part of the Palace Theater group, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful new little theater. I was down in Manchester the other day, and it's a really cool place. It's got kind of deco look.
Oh, nice.
It's just off Elm Street on Amherst. I mean, it's just maybe three doors up or something,
okay.
Or not even a whole block up. And there's parking just a half a block up from that, the Victory
That's on
parking. So
February 7th at 8 o'clock. And the 8th, they're over at my old stomping ground, the Stone Church in Newmarket. That's a 6 o'clock show. And then traveling over to Shrewsbury, Mass. At the Monica Mansfield house concert over in Shrewsbury. And that's on the 9th at 6:30. Then traveling up to Lebanon to the Anonymous Coffee House. And that's at 7:30 on Valentine's Day on the 14th. And that's a solo show. Is that right?
That's solo, yeah.
So Willie goes home.
Yeah.
And so you're going to kind of be on your own doing the Tom Pierzoli show.
Yes.
And that will continue right up until you're going to go do Stage 33 in Bellows Falls on the 16th. Boy, what a busy schedule you have. And then really getting busy again out in March. So
I need a driver.
You need a driver? Okay. Sign me up. No, don't sign me up.
Yeah, those Sunday shows aren't going to work for you,
no,
kid.
They're not going to work for me at all. So glad, though, to see you out and about and getting some time to spend with Willie Porter and to, you know, get those creative juices going. Because that's probably what's going to happen, you know, when you start hanging out with your artistic director. It's going to start all kinds of things.
The lab knows how to jam, I'll tell you.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun for you. Now, what does Willie play? Just guitar or?
He, on this record, he played a lot of stuff, actually. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of vocal work. He played a lot of guitar and electric guitar. And he was bringing a Fender Stratocaster for these shows. He played bass on it and on a lot of songs. And he also played lap steel on some songs. So he's fairly capable of playing just about anything with strings.
Mm-hmm.
And back, you asked me about the early days. I mean, when I met him when he was 27, he could play Michael Hedges stuff like nothing. You know what I mean? I can't even imagine.
That's a lot of energy.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'd need an extra hand. Mm-hmm. Like I say, he has notes on his guitar that I have yet to find.
Sure, yeah. Wow. That'd be a lot of fun. So lots of great shows. Now, what's your website again? TomPierzoli.com? If people want to find out about
Pierzoli.com,
your schedule.
It's just
Pierzoli.com. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. When you do your writing and your playing and your painting, what kind of time do you spend to each kind of thing? Or are you just all over the place doing it? Like, do you structure your time with painting and structure your time with your music?
I actually do quite a bit.
You have a schedule,
yes.
I'm
kind of a workaholic.
Okay.
I hate to admit, I used to get angry when Kate would say I was a workaholic. But
and Kate's not
I
me.
I
it's Kate's his wife, right?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another Kate.
Yeah.
A great, you know, great name, great people.
The other Kate. Yeah.
And I pretty much get up early in the morning, every morning, and I go for a hike or a snowshoe if it snows deep. And then I go and I start painting because I'm not young anymore, and I can't say my eyesight is as strong as it used to be. I'm good for about 5 to 6 hours tops painting, and then I really, you know, it might get a wee bit too impressionistic for some people. And then usually what I'll do is then I'll just put it down, you know, and in the meantime, I've eaten lunch and stuff and go out and play guitar for a couple hours after that, 1 to 3 hours a day. I try to work on music, you know, and that's kind of what I've got in me is about 9 hours worth of work.
It's so fun to have Tom Pierzoli here in our studio. He's a New Hampshire musician, painter, touring artist, Tom Pierzoli, visiting us here on the folk show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Got another tune?
I do. Would you like to hear a song that's never been recorded?
Sure.
This is called A Letter to a Stranger, and it's about a love that didn't work out. I remember we became strangers in the days that passed between us. We drifted far away, neither one of us would say what came between us. Time was so unkind to leave us both alone. Always in my mind, I knew it was wrong. Things will never be the same, and I know that I am to blame. But if truth be told, I'd say I really didn't know the stakes. My mind is not some finely honed blade. I live day to day. One day I'll find that train took you away. And I'll ride it till it runs out of track. And if I look in vain, if you've gone away, if I can't find you, I ain't coming back. Yeah, I screwed it up so bad. We lost everything we had, and it was precious. I don't suppose we could ever close the breach or find complete trust. I thought I was a man, and I'm not the man I was after I lost you. Just a boy with a stubborn, jealous fury of a young fool. Had I not seen you that day, maybe things would not have changed and been okay for us. Would time erase the past, or just wear it like a mask and make it dangerous? Breaks a little every day, and there are no excuses I can make. Things I can name. Love carries pain into forever, and I try to call it back, but my voice just breaks and cracks and is answered never. I look down at my letter to you. It says, is there any hope? Please let me know.
Never recorded that one yet, huh?
No, I just wrote it pretty recently.
Oh, wow. So we'll be looking forward to that CD, too.
Yeah.
Let's promote the one you got first, yeah. I guess, right?
Yes, it's fun to write songs. If, you know, if you have something to say, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, Willie Porter's got like 7 albums or so. He's got a lot of projects that he's worked on since about 1990. In addition to his recordings, he's been doing lots of support work for Advocates of Ozaukee. It's a shelter and treatment facility for victims of domestic violence and abuse in Wisconsin. He also has raised more than $100,000 for that organization, as well as being an ambassador for Guitars for Vets. It's a Milwaukee-based international organization working to improve the lives of veterans by providing them with guitars and music lessons. So what a great therapy, learning how to play the guitar, writing music, taking music lessons, and getting involved in and other things, other healthy things. So Willie Porter coming from Wisconsin to perform with Tom Pierzoli with the show on the 5th. It's over at Colby Sawyer College, and that's a 7 o'clock show, Tom and Willie.
Willie Porter is his own Willie. He actually did a show once with Willie Nelson. He said, that guy is the most unique player I've ever heard in my life. Every song he plays is his song. He says he's so amazing.
We've got the album Mnemonic from Willie Porter.
Brand new.
Should we play a tune from it, you think?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Which one would you recommend?
Well, he and I will be performing Akasha Wind, and that's a song that our friend L.J. Booth wrote, and I believe Willie wrote it with him. I would have to look at the credits to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It's a fun song. And
it's the most recent release from Willie Porter.
It just came out.
So let's play Akasha Wind, and it's from the Mnemonic album from Willie Porter, and then we'll come back and visit a little bit more with Tom Pierzoli. How's that?
Great.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Something's moving out tonight. It sifted through the trees in the last horizon light. Down where the creek flows through the fence, you can hear it singing in the wires, singing, oh, Akasha wind. Hear the rustling in the trees. It's thumbing through the documents as it passes down the ridge. What it finds, it leaves no clue, except for a whistling in the flue, singing, oh, Akasha wind. Some say there's hands in the night wind that are reading the forest like braille, and every tree is a library, and every leaf tells a tale. There's no scholar like the wind, touches everything it passes and circles round again. Reading history's relief in every line of every leaf, singing, oh, Akasha wind. Up high on the white pine, to the wires out along the fence row, is an ever unraveling story, and it's reading aloud as it goes. Something's moving out tonight. It sifted through the trees in the last horizon light. Down where the creek flows through the fence, I can hear it singing in the wires, singing, oh, Akasha wind, oh,
We just listened to a track from Willie Porter's Mnemonic album, and the tune was called Akasha Wind here on the Folk Show. Tom Pierzoli is going to be touring with Willie Porter. Willie's coming all the way out from Wisconsin to do some dates all around New Hampshire and Massachusetts with Tom. So that's going to be a lot of fun for you, isn't it?
Just amazing.
Hanging out with your old buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple times a year that gets to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's next? I mean, you must have something else on the horizon for yourself. I mean, you've got this tour spurt, the spurt of touring around to promote Reckoned by the Light, which is the new album. Do you have any plans to create another album or?
Not right away. Anything? Not in any hurry. I mean, I keep painting new paintings, and some of them come out good and some of them don't. You know, most of them end up, you know, on my website, and then, you know, I'll put them in different galleries around the area that I'm at. And there's a fairly new place up in Portland, Maine, which is a ways away from here, called St. Lawrence Arts. And it's a really nice facility. And I'm going to have an art show and a concert up there in May. May 29th, I guess that is. It's a ways away, but that's kind of a cool thing and something for me to look forward to, and I'd like to create some new work for that art show, you know.
Will you take any of your paintings with you on the road when you do tour with your album?
There will be paintings at many of these shows. There will be paintings at Colby Sawyer College, the Flying Goose Brew Pub, and at the Stone Church, and I will bring a couple down to Monica Mansfield's house in Shrewsbury, Mass.
So it'll be a multimedia extravaganza.
Yes, it's fun, and because they're tied to the songs,
you know.
Oh,
that's so great.
And some of them are tighter than others, and some of them are really tight. I don't know if you saw the one of Patrick Ross's daughter, Ophelia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her mother had shot that picture, but my wife, Kate, had made the head...
Oh.
The little crown that she had on. Right. The flower,
and you can see
maiden.
That on the website. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his wife Cindy sent me the picture, and I did a painting of it. And I was just like, this is the heart of love. I mean, that girl is just such a, she's a little dynamo.
Yeah. Tom Pierzoli has some shows. Visit his website. It's pierzoli.com. Thank you so much for coming in to see us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Can you play one last tune?
I would love to. This is the song I was talking about before called If You Dream. And I sent Willie a lot of songs to choose from. And he said, this song, Tom, encompasses your entire philosophy. If you dream something, got to try, bring your dream to life, open up your eyes, run and catch it while there's time, have no regret for what you've left. And every day let her know that her voice will bring you home. Let her hopes grow and grow. You listen to her heartbeat as set your course to a purpose true. You will find what is right for you. Bring your dream to life. Just open up your eyes. Run and catch it while there's time. Have no regret
no regrets for what you've left behind.
Tom Pierzoli on the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks again for stopping in.
Thank you.
This is NHPR.
I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm David Green here. I'm standing on a street corner in southern Iowa because after a seemingly endless buildup, the 2020 presidential campaign is going to get started with the Iowa caucuses, and Morning Edition has been crisscrossing this state talking to voters.
You'll hear what they have to say as we broadcast in front of a live audience at a cafe in Des Moines. It's the Iowa caucus, Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays with Rick Ganley from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here at NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, providing flexible health plans for any budget to communities across New Hampshire. Get healthy, get happy. Learn more at getharvardpilgrim.com. And Littleton Regional Healthcare's Urgent Care, a walk-in clinic treating urgent but non-threatening illnesses and injuries. Open daily, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at littletonhealthcare.org. You're listening to The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Next Sunday evening, our guest on our program will be Chuck Hall, a great singer-songwriter.